Please be advised that the special meeting of the Legislative Committee, a committee of the whole, of the Annuity and Pension Board scheduled for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025, is called to order. The time is 9 o'clock. Jan, could you call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Christensen?
Here.
Mr. DeClean?
Here.
Mr. Helling?
Here.
Mr. Klusman?
Here.
Mr. Conrad?
Here.
Mr. Kovak? Not present yet. And Ms. Ford?
Here.
Quorum?
Okay. Since the first item on the agenda requires we go into closed session, I'll read the notice as follows. Please be advised that the Legislative Committee, a committee of the whole, of the Annuity and Pension Board, may vote to convene in closed session on the following item 1, as provided in section 19.85(1)(e), Wisconsin State Statutes, to deliberate or negotiate the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business, whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session. The committee may then vote to reconvene in open session following the closed session. This notice is for item number 1, update regarding RFP responses for a management recruiting firm. Do I have a motion to go into closed session? Thank you, Matthew. I think you made the motion. I wasn't sure who seconded.
Oh, this is Bill. I'll second.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Do I have any objections to going into a closed session?
I just have to do the roll call?
Right. Hearing no objections, Jan, can we have a roll call?
Mr. Bell?
Aye.
Mr. Christensen?
Aye.
Mr. DeClean?
Aye.
Mr. Helling?
Aye.
Mr. Klusman?
Aye.
Mr. Conrad?
Aye.
Mr. Kovak? Not present. And Ms. Ford?
Aye.
Quorum. And please say the time and I'll pause the recorder.
9:03.
Thank you. Okay, recorder's on now. And the time, Ms. Ford?
9:42.
Thanks.
Okay, item 2 of the agenda is consideration of an amendment, and I'll read it. Consideration of an amendment to board rules and regulations at 2B2, selection process and elections, to change the time from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. per signage at the U.S. Post Office. Language in the board rules and regulations currently reads, ballots will be removed from the post office box not later than 8 a.m. the day of the election, and results will be tabulated in City Hall as specified by the board. So, Jerry, do you want to talk about this item?
Sure. Let me just tee it up. First of all, I want to thank Mike Juke, our retirement plans manager, for being alert and noticing the change of the sign at the post office. We have two elections coming up this year. The elections are held on the first Friday in November, and one is for a retiree seat and one is for an active member seat. And the practice for many years, predating my tenure, has been that the votes that are, you know, cast by mail will be counted if they are in the post office at the beginning of the day on election day. And customarily, the post office would have the mail for the day ready at 8 a.m. But apparently, due to whatever conditions occurred during the pandemic and staffing vagaries, etc., now they've moved that back to 9:30 per their signage. And I put a copy in the package that now they posted saying mailbox available for pickup by 9:30. They won't have the prior day's mail in the post box before 9:30. And this is the post office downtown at right across from Metro Mart on Jefferson Street there, Jackson.
Juno
and Jackson.
And Van Buren.
Van Buren.
And Jackson.
No, it's Jackson. I know, I go by it every day. So that's the post office, that's where our post box is. So since the post office isn't going to have mail available until 9:30, we thought that it might be a good idea to count the mail that comes in on election day. Otherwise, it would be moved up to the prior day, but the same rule would pertain. It wouldn't be available on the Thursday before election day until 9:30. So we'd be missing like 2 days' worth of ballots, and it seemed to me that would be appropriate to consider, you know, counting the ballots that come in as received in our mailbox on the election day. That was always the intent of the board over the years. But it's up for discussion. And again, thanks to Mike Jupe for noticing it and reporting it to us.
Thank you, Jerry. Any comments or questions from board members or staff?
Tom does.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Is it just me that seeing this wording seems kind of funny, where it says ballots will be removed from the post office box no later than, could we just change? The post office has really fallen off as of late. I mean, we all know that. I'm not being mean. Could we just maybe change the wording to something like Jerry said to effectuate what he said, like ballots will be collected on the day of up to the day of the count or something? Because what happens if they change the sign again, or they don't open at 9:30 and the guy doesn't wander in till 10? I found that when I've gone to places at the opening time and the person slept late. Nowadays, as quality is so vastly degraded, or am I just looking for trouble?
No, I think your observation is good. I mean, it's always a potential for something like that to occur. And, you know, Patrick's not on the line, but I think we would consult him about the, we have to anyway, when we amend board rules, consult the city attorney's office. He's aware of this change. I discussed it with him. He's on the line? Oh, well, good. Well, good.
I am here. Yeah.
So
just put in some flexible wording, like ballots shall be collected immediately prior to the count on election day or something like that. I don't know. Patrick can think of better words than me.
Well, the point I wanted to make, though, the thing I think that's critical is the practicality of, you know, Mike stops at the post office every day, and he'll stop on election day as well. So when he picks up the mail at 9:30 from the post office and comes to our offices and we begin to count the ballots, I want to avoid any possibility of disputes from the candidates about anything that came in after that has occurred. So maybe Patrick can give us some language that would help with that issue. So, you know, once we get them from the post office in the morning, we're going to process them. And so if something comes in 3 in the afternoon, the election tallying will be over and the candidate declared, winner declared. So we want to avoid any contentiousness around that, I think. But other than that, I think, you know, Patrick can help us craft some language that will get the job done.
Thank you, Jerry. It seems to me, given this discussion, perhaps we should hold this item until we get some language that that specifically addresses what we're trying to do, and we're not trying to legislate right here in the meeting.
Well, we certainly have time. The election bulletin won't be before the board until June, and of course the election isn't held until November, first Friday in November. Filing is, Jan, correct me, is it's in
August 1.
August what?
August 1, they can pick up their nomination.
Yes, papers. Right, but they have to file by what, the 23rd, is it?
They have 3 weeks.
Yeah. So we have plenty of time for discussion and maybe getting some draft language in front of the board.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, go ahead, Rudy.
Yeah, I have a question. When you pass out the election materials, what do you tell them about the last day to cast their ballot? Because you refer to that 8 a.m. on the day of the election, but it's really the day of the ballot counting.
Well, I don't have the election bulletin in front of me, but there is an election bulletin that specifies these rules, and they're just taken right from the language of the board rule, and it does make reference to the time on election day.
I see.
You have another question, Rudy?
Well, it seems to me calling it the day of the election is a bit ambiguous.
And maybe
because
that's we try to cure that
think
by
of election day. You think of election day as the day you go and cast your ballot, you know? But here you can't cast the ballot after 8 a.m.
Well, that again, we might refer that for the amendment process to consider changing it, calling it not election day, but referring it to it as the day that the ballots are processed and counted, canvassed. I get your point. So actually, people can come in here and vote in person up until that deadline, and people have. The candidates, we have what is called ballot harvesting and that's been controversial in general elections around the country, but it's been practiced here for a long time. The candidates can actually collect the ballots from their supporters and bring them in up to the deadline hour, and that's happened in every election.
Well, as long as we're rewording the language, something to think about.
Sure.
Thank you, Rudy. Anyone else? Okay, since we're going to hold the item, that concludes our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
No motion.
Thank you, Matt. Is there a second?
Justin will second.
Thank you, Justin. Any objections? Hearing no objection, this meeting is adjourned, and the time is 9:52.